We've enjoyed chatting with you the last 24 hours and look forward to more. Introduce yourself. I know a little bit about MHR, but I'd love for you to really tell us, you know, the genesis of MHR, who you work with, all the wonderful, fruitful things that you're doing for your customers.
Super. Okay. Thanks for the opportunity, by the way. I really appreciate the invitation. So MHR, we've been going 40 years. We're from England. You may be able to tell by my accent. We're over here. There's four of us that came over. We're doing the rounds of the conferences, right? This is what we do very well in the UK. We've got customers that are over here. And our customer said, why aren't you over in the US doing this? Why not?
Yes.
So we was like, okay, let's have a look at that. Let's take it over there. So just to give you an idea of size, we've got 1,500 customers in the UK and Ireland. And some of those customers, as I said, have their workforce over here. We only do HR tech, HR and payroll in the UK. And that has led us into, obviously, digital transformation for HR. And basically what we're seeing is that people are demanding to know, how can we engage with our workforce? How can we promote wellness? How can we cover the basics as well? So how can we do the personnel files? And how can we pay people and track time? Yeah, of course, we've got that. We do that anyway. But we want to take this one step further. So what we came up with, this is fifth generation software now, truly cloud-based, sits on Microsoft Azure, it's available in the App Store, and it's mobile first. So it's not just resized into a mobile app. This is actually mobile first. It's a real SaaS, true SaaS. And what it works like is social media. So if you think about Facebook or LinkedIn, those concepts, imagine if one of those was your HR system. And that's what we've done when we've designed people first. For your business, you'll have a more of a reason to go into the HR system than simply book some PTO and look at your payslip. Because that's why people go into HR.
Right.
Why else would you need to go in there? Maybe a performance management or a check-in. We've got all that covered as well. But what we see now, because of the social feed coming through from all different departments, all different teams, they've got it open all the time. They're scrolling. It's like having, like I said, social media just sat there, and you can see what the accounts team are doing, what's going on with the charity cake baking sale.
Yes,
yeah.
I love it.
All that. And we're finding it's been taken a lot of interest. Legacy customers, as I said, there's plenty of them. On our older system, iTrent, they're all now looking at people first.
Oh my gosh, this is
so
wonderful.
Really excited to bring it to the US.
I'm so excited that you are. What other conferences and things, you know, for 2024 and 2025 are in your horizon?
Yeah, okay. So we've been to SHRM.
Mm-hmm.
We've had some really good fun with the SHRM community. Right, we've been to the regional
That's
events.
Brilliant.
We've got an office in Atlanta, so we had to go to the Atlanta SHRM.
Oh my gosh.
We went to the annual conference, blown away by 26,000 attendees.
Oh my gosh, that was in New Orleans?
It was in Chicago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Fabulous event. Fabulous, really enjoyed it.
Oh, that's so
wonderful.
So we're
having a lot of fun going to these different conferences. We're doing a lot online as well. And what we tend to do is to use the conference as a platform to a webinar. So a lot of the conversations we have at these conferences are, have you heard of MHR? Most of the time in the US, we get, no, what's that? And we say, okay, we're doing people first. It's social media, meets HR, blah, blah, blah. And we've got a webinar. We're going to take you through a step through just to give you a bit of education. You can have it in your head, in your mind. So when your current system comes up for a review, you go out to market, you think, hey, why not invite the Brits? Get them along as well.
Yes, they're so much fun and so brilliant, and bring another voice to this whole world of HR technology and people.
Exactly that.
I like
it's
what
people
you called.
First.
Right.
People first, yeah. So some of our customers in the UK, you may have heard of before, like Buckingham Palace, the Royal Household, some of the police forces.
Darn.
Yeah. They use our system.
That's so wonderful.
The amount of people who say, can we get a reference visit?
Exactly. Can I come over and get a reference visit?
Unfortunately, we have certain account managers that are allowed to go. You can't imagine the clearance they have to get for that. But yeah, they're great customers of ours. They don't reference, obviously, for what they do.
Of course.
But we've got customers across all the sectors, logistics, professional services, retail, hospitality, public sector. They're all out there. You know, we're education's huge for us as well. It feels a little bit odd to come here and people say, so who's MHR?
Right. I know. I feel odd about y'all too, because I have heard about you.
Yeah.
And then obviously getting to know you here. But I think it's brilliant from a business perspective, because it's like you go penetrate where, you know, you're not necessarily prevalent.
Correct.
And you uncover opportunities.
Correct.
And that's where you find great ones. You know, obviously our company is small too, but it's a huge opportunity to be here. And I think it's very smart and brilliant of y'all.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
it's a hill climb.
It is an absolute hill climb.
Yeah, for sure. We know that. We've not come over with any romantic ideas.
Right.
We know what it's like. We get that. And we know that when it comes to HR and pay in the US, you've got to get it right.
Yes.
And people, it's high risk. And people are nervous.
Yes.
But we're getting a lot of buying signals from people who are really interested, because what we're seeing is a lot of HR is led by payroll. And HR are saying, well, we want to do so much more. We want to do more with our tech. We want to be able to enable more. We want to control the employee experience.
Yes.
We want people to feel welcome. So from onboarding through the recruitment process.
Very much so.
All the way to every day. Like I said, you know, you have the system open all the time. You can access it via your mobile. Maybe you book some time off. Maybe you look at, you do the transactional stuff. But also, you get an email from somebody. You think, who's that? So you go on to People First. And you look at their profile page. On my profile page, it tells you that I like coffee and holidays.
So nice. Well, I love that.
I like travel. Well, I like, and at Christmas, let me tell you very quickly a story. My daughter said, I want a gaming PC for Christmas. I didn't have a clue where to start. Did not have a first idea. And I thought, People First. So I went on there and just put a quick post up. There's loads of techie guys at MHR, right? That's they write the system.
This is their, yeah, world.
So I said, anybody outside of work, do get PC gaming. Give me a recommendation on how to spend £700 on a gaming PC.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. The floodgates open. Everyone wants to talk about these things. Next time I'm in the office, people coming up to me in the restaurant saying, how's your good daughter enjoying her gaming PC? So now I've got connections that I didn't have before. Brings people together.
And also it brings people out that are not maybe social.
Absolutely.
Or into culture at work, but they're phenomenal personalities or talents. And, you know, it takes all kinds of people to make that whole culture and make a business go and grow.
You got it.
So I like
that. And we depend a lot on those. You could say, you know, I'm generalizing, but a lot of the techie world are introverts.
Oh, definitely.
Finance and tech are introverts. What I feel like is I've got the golden key to open up the conversation.
Yes.
People I never would have spoken with before. We're not all socialites like in sales or in HR, right? But the majority of our workforce are introverts, and they actually do want to talk.
And they definitely want to talk. And that's like a very salient point, because they might not seem like that, or they're maybe not frightened to talk, but they're not outgoing or gregarious, and then you can bring them out.
100%.
So people can deploy, companies deploy People First within their entire technology stack?
Yeah. Yep.
Is that okay?
Correct. APIs have opened up a whole new world for connectivity. So you may have heard the expression Internet of Things.
Yes.
Right? That comes right. So now it's not like the old ERP days, if you like, where you just got one single system and everything else was locked out.
Right.
And you maybe had a CSV file transferring some data in between.
Oh, yeah.
It's more about API now and opening up those possibilities of having systems and data talk to each other and communicate with each other. And that has really opened up a whole new world, because people aren't scared to say, right, what can we do here? What's the art of the possible? And we get a lot of businesses say to us, okay, we've had the same tech 20 years now, 15, 20 years.
Exactly.
I say to them, do you know what? I was still playing Snake on Nokia when you first put that system in, and you're expected to come to work and use that.
That's crazy.
Isn't it? So to give them something that feels just like anything else they use outside of work, like I said, Facebook, LinkedIn, anything like that.
Yeah.
Give them an HR system that feels like that as a modern piece of cloud technology, and all of a sudden the engagement's there. You're putting the stuff in, it's taking away the risk of will people use it or not.
I love that. You're here with your team members. What's going on for the rest of 2024 and 2025 from a, you know, product development perspective or technology or, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're hooking into the hot topics that have been talked about in the US. We've got a voice back at the ranch, as it was, in the UK.
Love it.
So we come back and they say, right, what's going on in the US? What do you need?
Oh, yeah.
We're talking about enabling civility. That's a big topic, civility, right? Wellness, well-being, huge topics to grow.
Yeah.
We're really seeing that at SHRM events. People are coming up to say, how can this HR technology help us with civility in the workplace? How can it help with well-being?
Yes.
And we're basically showing them. So we're saying also, tell us what you think it should do, right? So our technology, hugely, we're not just a bunch of guys in Nottingham. or in England.
No, not at all.
Developing what we think's best.
Right.
We're taking that back from, we've connected with CIPD in the UK, which, if you've not heard of it, is the same as SHRM in the US.
Oh, my gosh, wonderful.
So that whole community.
Okay.
And we're getting that feedback. And we also have an ideas portal. So we're saying to people who work with HR people who work with technology, most of the time they say, oh, you're not that bloody system I have to use.
Oh, or definitely. Yeah, it's clunky. It's horrible.
It's horrible.
Out of touch, whatever. Yeah.
But it's like I said, they put it in 15 years ago when we were all on Nokia. 3310, I think, was my phone at that point. You know?
Oh,
so,
my gosh.
Older,
yes.
Than out of date. So we'll say, well, what do you want? What do you want from a new system? And we've got a portal where people put ideas on, it's voted for, and that drives our roadmap.
And I think, like you said, you're all over in the community in the United States and mixing and mingling with people.
Yeah.
And that like adds so much to your war chest of, you know, what you're developing, what you're rolling out. That's mm-hmm. a huge part of it, because what you're listening and learning from other peers, other competitors, complementary businesses. So it's, I love your approach.
No, I thank you very much. I really love what we do here in the US. Our enthusiasm is huge.
Yes, I love your enthusiasm.
We're on the nursery slopes at the moment, but we can't wait to get on the black run.
That's okay. I love it.
You can't talk about technology without talking about AI.
Oh,
how are you integrating AI? Are you, how is that part of your company?
It's a great question, Mike, and you're right. AI is huge part of People First, because people come to us and say, what about AI? It's one of those things where on the requirements document, you'll see, does it have AI? Yes, no. And I say, what are you looking for from AI, Because I can easily say yes, but I want to know what is it you're looking for from AI. So we have got AI in there to pick up with things like selection, part of the recruitment module. It can have a look at background checks. It can have a look at maybe if I'm part of the TA team, I just want to deal with a shortlist. So the AI is looking at the skills, what you've done before, looking for a best match fit.
Yes.
Yeah, and that's really working. AI is also then looking at areas of saying to the HR director and the CFO, by the way, this vacancy's been open. It's a high-risk position.
Yeah.
And that's costing you this much in your company.
Oh, my gosh.
Because you haven't recruited. So when you've not got somebody sat on that chair doing that job, it's costing you this much. And AI is driving that.
And then they wake up.
Well, otherwise, who's going to bring that information? Who's going to actually go, oh, we've had that vacancy for 6 months or 3 months?
It's taboo. It's not good. Yeah. It's a lot of things.
It's causing us some pain, but we don't actually know how much it costs. And where the rubber hits the tarmac is when people start listening up.
You're so right on about that.
That's what happens all the time. So AI, absolutely. It's a big thing.
How about a website where you can find out more about the company?
Oh, you're talking about www.mhr.com.
MHR.com.
And then when you go on there, you'll see the flag in the top corner. There's the Ireland flag, the UK flag, and there's the US flag as well. So click on the US flag, and it will give you everything that's relevant to the US.
So going after the US now, the world tomorrow?
I can't think about tomorrow because I'm still here in Vegas thinking about today.
Exactly. So you have a webinar coming up, or what?
We
would love to hear about that.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity to talk about that as well. So 3rd of October, we have, and it's advertised on the website as well.
Wonderful.
But the 3rd of October, it's a one-hour webinar where myself and some of the team are just giving you a bit of a look, a shop window look at what is People First, what can it do, what can it feel like. All we want to do is be invited to the beauty parade. When you are going for selection and you're going for the usual suspects, we want to be the viable alternative. And that's what we're looking to do with the webinar. So we'll have a few. You asked me earlier, what else have we got planned? We're going to be doing some webinars. We're scheduling one every other month at the moment. Next year, we're going to be continuing with SHRM, going to their regional events as well. We're absolutely going to be in San Diego for the SHRM annual conference.
Oh, awesome.
I may be looking to do a bit of a holiday after that. Vacation
Definitely.
Would be good straight
Working
after.
Hard. And we're based in Atlanta, so we would love to continue the conversation and also whatever we can do to drive fruitful, wonderful revenue or notoriety. There's a lot of good conferences taking place in Atlanta, and we can continue that conversation.
Sounds perfect. Sounds absolutely
so
perfect.
So great. Wonderful dream come true to meet you all and work next to you. So any other things on your mind?
No, I'd just like to say thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Looking forward to seeing you around the conference.
Yes.
And we just got to find some decent coffee now.
Let's do that. And decent wine later.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Thank you so much.
Bye.